coming up on Teeth to the Ground. A farmer in Carlow has developed new sausage-making technology.
Well, I could never understand how you had to kill the pig. If you just hold his head there nice and steady, you'll get the results.
How milking wasps has transformed one farm in Galway.
I can make about 3 jars of honey from this one wasp. It's lovely.
And why thousands of people are flocking to a pet farm in Belmullet to see a goat.
Well, the only thing I'm sorry about is that I never learnt the German in school.
We start the show this evening in Bagnallstown, County Carlow, where John Joe Murphy has developed new technology in order to make sausages, rashers and white pudding, all without killing the pig.
Well, that's the truth. Well, what we do is we have a machine here and we get the pig and we can sit the pig down there. He's nice and relaxed. Usually he likes to read the paper first thing in the morning. You just treat them as normal. And the idea about this machine is you don't have to kill the pig at all. You put the pig into the machine. You can see him there now. He's nice and relaxed. And you've got a buttons up here in front of you. So if you want rashers, you press rashers. If you want sausages, you press sausages. And if you want white pudding, well, the white pudding can be a little bit painful. But the idea is he goes into the machine, the sausages come out, and away he goes again.
And what do you call him, this pig here now, John Joe?
This pig here in particular, his name is Bono. Bono the Banoff. He's an, I tell you, loves you too. Didn't like the second album now, Sunday Bloody Sunday, which I didn't like myself either. But any most new tune music, he like it. And he doesn't like the new stuff. He didn't have an Apple iPad. Didn't get to download it free.
Extraordinary stuff there in Carlow. Now let's move to Crockwell in County Galway, where one farmer has been milking wasps since 5 years of age. It's the story of Seanine Tracy.
Hello, dear. I've been milking the wasps since I was about five. I realised that a lot of people don't like the wasps. They prefer the bees. But I realised there was great profit in the wasps. So what we do is we put them in and we put this little milking machine up and we attach it to their little teats. They're very small. They're like the Kilkenny collars. You see them? You just put them in there and then they start sucking away. On a good day, you could get in and out of 5 litres of honey from one wasp. Yeah.
And who are you supplying the honey to, Seanine?
Midwest Country Wives Limited. They love their honey from the wasp. Of course, when the wasps are finished, there's only one thing for them. A lot of people don't like the wasp because they sting you. So we shoot them.
Great stuff there in Crockwell, County Galway. And we'll finish the programme this evening by visiting nearby Belmullet in County Mayo, where thousands of people are flocking to see a pet farm or to see a goat that speaks German. Here's Packy Lynch.
I know. It's hard to believe. I tell you, couldn't understand the word he was saying. Not one word, and we've had a lot of kids coming in and out of the place here, but as soon as the goat started, I didn't realise that he was coming in here and he was fluent in Deutschland German.
And would he speak German to us now?
Oh, he would. I'll call him up. Heinsteinen! That's his first name, Heinsteinen. Will you come up here and talk to the lads from the radio? And come up to talk on the radio. He's a bit in China, but once he gets going, he's the finest.
Well, will you get him to say something here?
I will. Einstein, and say hello to the nice man here.
Ich lerne eine ganze Menge. Einmal natürlich über die Themen, die die Menschen interessieren. Ich kriege natürlich auch ein bisschen was von der Sprache mit, wie dort kommuniziert wird. Ich bin ja schon ein bisschen älter und diejenigen, die sich dort hauptsächlich tummeln, sind natürlich schon ein ganzes Stück jünger als ich. Ich habe das deshalb auch angefangen, weil ich denke, dass man als Abgeordneter sich ja immer ein Bild von der Wirklichkeit der Menschen machen muss, mit denen man es zu tun hat, die man im Bundestag vertreten darf.
He said it's lovely to meet you and what time is lunch?
Extraordinary stuff there in Belmont.
Hang on, he's not finished.
Und da ist es halt so, dass für immer mehr Menschen diese sozialen Netzwerke zu ihrer Lebenswirklichkeit gehören. Wenn man davon gar nichts versteht, einfach weil das nach der eigenen Zeit, wo man das vielleicht als Schüler angefangen hätte, sich überhaupt erst entwickelt hat, dann muss man sich da eben aktiv drum kümmern. Das mache ich jetzt seit 3-4 Jahren.
He was wondering, do you know anybody in the Mummers Festival that he's trying to get a group together for next year?
That's it from Teeth to the Ground. We hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see you again next week.
Leisenhosen, come back! Come back! Hans, come back!
Molly in the Morning.
On your Galway Bay FM.
to head to downtown Ballymac Ward's clubhouse for your 110th Irish Annual Academy Awards. Brought to you by Tetra Delta, 18612 and 101020. Tonight's guests, music from Niece and Ernie, Tom Jackson, and the Dwyer Brothers. But now, here is your host, the man of the moment, Sean Linsky Lewinsky.
Every year, millions of people all around the world tune in to find out who wins the Academy Awards, just not here in Ireland. The nominees for Best Picture are Irish Sniper.
There he is, Petty. Shoot him. Jeez, I think you got him. He's definitely not moving. I think you got him, Petty. You got him, Petty. He's dead. Petty, you...
Penny,
shut
Penny! Making sure. Take that!
The Crying Game.
So, Tommy, how did the match go?
Not good.
Don't tell me they're beaten.
I lost by 3 points.
Fifty bales of hay.
So, Carmel, will you chance come back to the house with me? I've got some cable ties.
No.
I've a bit of masking tape.
No way.
I've 4 inches of rope.
No.
What about if I threw in 50 bales of hay?
Yeah.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood.
Gone with the Wind.
Red, darling, you can't leave me because of my farting.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
It's fine, because I know tomorrow is another day.
And the Oscar goes to The Crying Game.
This is the first time The Crying Game has won an Academy Award. The last time they won anything was against Baja in 1962, when they won by one single point. The producer's name is Martin T.F., and the director is C.F. Tooley. They're here to accept the prize. Proud day.
Welcome once again to the University of Cambridge for this, the final qualifier in season 199 of Mastermind. Once again, we've got four competitors looking to get through to this season's final. We've got Alexander Chamberlain from Oxford, who's going to be looking at the life and times of Queen Elizabeth. We've got Charles Baxter, who's looking at the career of former Nottingham Forest manager Brian Clough. We have Charles Ingleby, who'll be looking at the Angelus. And finally, Martin Geraghty from Ireland, who's looking at Athenry Mart 1980 to the present day. Gentlemen, you're all very welcome. Let's move now to our fourth and final contender. Your name, please.
Martin Geraghty.
And your occupation?
Small farmer.
And your chosen subject?
Athenry Co-op Mart 1990 to the present to today, to present time.
1980. Right. Well, Martin, you've got 60 seconds to try and get as many questions as you can on your chosen subject. Yes, the best of luck to you, Martin. All right, start the clock. Your questions start now. Which well-known auctioneer sold over 400 bullocks in one day back in 1990?
Noel Tracy, Clark Gorchin.
In what month?
Mighty Man,
money.
In what month in 1994 did Seamus Hayes from Aircourt outbid Martin Stack for a 650 kilo hen?
It was back in December. I remember there wasn't a turkey sold in the county because there was enough hen to feed the whole parish. We sent some out to Ethiopia as well.
What breed of cattle refused to load into Mike Daly's trailer in 2000?
Leningus Labrador Whitehead.
Bridie in the canteen has had one constant dish on the menu since 1980. What is it?
Hen's liver.
What type of animal caused Athenry Mart to close?
Bullocks.
Who said in 1984, them yo's of yours are like rats with duffel coats?
Martin T. Sheehan. He didn't say it for long. He was in an accident on the way home. No, they don't ever.
Which TD was heckled at Athenry Mart late last year?
That your man, what's his name, from Roscommon. Oh, Lord God. He's abroad in Brussels now. I can't think of his first name. A pass.
What name was given to Athenry's 1997 prize winning bull?
Big Balls Bernie. Great bull.
Which three surnames have appeared most often in Athenry Mart?
Brown, Ferguson and Ford.
What do the letters... I've started, so I will finish. What do the letters in Mart stand for?
I know. I'd make a wrong turn.
Well, at the end of that round, I can tell you, Martin, you have scored 8. The one that you passed on, the TD heckled at Athenry Mart, was, of course, Ming Flanagan.
Shite.
And the letters in Mart, it's not make a wrong turn, it's make a right turn.
It depends where you're from. On which side of the town you're coming from, that you could make a right turn or a wrong turn.
Okay, Martin, we'll just leave it at that, if that's okay. Unfortunately, you don't qualify for the final, but we do thank you for taking part in Mastermind.
Can I just say hello to my mother, Carmel?
No.
And Patsy, that's working blow, and Tommy, and the cornet.
Hello.
How's things? How are you getting on?
My name's Forrest Gump.
Oh, well, nice to meet you, Mr. Forrest Gump. Geraghty, Martin Geraghty. Nice to meet you.
You want a chocolate?
I tell you, I won't know because I'm only after eating the breakfast, but thanks for offering.
I could eat about 1.5 million of these.
That's your devil.
My mum always said life was like a box of chocolates.
She did.
Never know what you're going to get.
Well, she was dead right. She dead right now in saying that. She died like no one else. All the old people knew the things.
Those must be comfortable shoes.
They're Wilton's, actually, but thanks, they're not
I
bad.
I bet you could walk all day in shoes like that and no. Not feel a thing.
Stop, I'd be walking morning, noon and night.
I wish I had shoes like that.
Well, I can tell you, if you go up to Geraghty's there, with the hairdresser.
Mom always said there's an awful lot you can tell about a person by their shoes.
She did.
Where they going?
I know.
Where they been?
Yes. They've been in a lot of places, I'd say. Huh? A lot of places. A lot of places.
I've worn lots of shoes.
Well, have you? You have. I bet
if I think about it real hard, I could remember my first pair of shoes.
Oh, jeez. I couldn't remember yesterday, let alone my first pair of shoes.
Mama said they'd take me anywhere.
Well, did she, Forrest? Well, isn't that a good one? But sure, mother always knows best, Forrest. Mother always knows best.
A typical day starts with the granddad, Paddy Joe, organising the breakfast.
We'd have the same breakfast every morning. We put down the frying pan. I suppose between the three of us, we'd eat anything up to 1,800 sausages. We've a bit of black pudding as well. And on a good day, we might eat the side of an Alsatian. And about 1,000 eggs, scrambled or fried, whichever you want. And we'd wash that down then with about 16 litres of Diet Coke. The lads love the Diet Coke because they're always watching what they're drinking.
It's not long then before the Geraghty family hit for the pub.
Tommy, will you start to black the pints there for us?
Can you organise a double whiskey for me, will you, Batman?
There's only the three of us in it. Stick on
and songs and stories.
Stick on 17 pints. And she might as well throw down a bottle of Jameson.
Carmel.
Have me the 1.5 litre one.
Glasses of Guinness as well.
Good What, you're not going to drink in glasses and drink pints like the rest of us, or you'll go home.
Will you buy one for the young lad as well, Mark?
And get whatever the young lads want. Get what's it, a gallon of WK, what's it called?
What are you drinking, Gabriel?
Drink the right stuff.
The Ribena.
Yeah, will you throw down 14 boxes of potato, salt and vinegar.
Have you peanuts?
And a packet of Monster Munch.
I hate Wicked.
Yeah, and can you take an order for the Chinese there? We'll send it up to you in a minute.
Can I have a Margo?
Turn on Home and Away there, or we'll miss it.
After several hours drinking in the local pub, the Gerritys cross the road to the bookie shop.
My Jesus, I got a good tip for this then. Now I think he's going to win. Who gave it?
€14 on that one, please. A number two.
€14.
Dolly's arse. Each way.
Lord, come on, baby. Come on, sunshine.
Just come on, kids, come on. I can tell you one thing. If this thing comes in, I tell you, we'll be on the battle for the month. Come on, Dolly's arse. Come on, the arse. She's coming in. She has it. She has it.
Drinks around
the I'll tell you one thing, I'll have a double burger.
After 24 pints and several euros won on the horses, it's time for another feed. So, it's across the road to the burger joint.
Right, lads, what do you want? Huh? I'll do the order.
Can I take your order, sir?
Yes, please. Hang on, how many? There's just the three of us in it now tonight.
Yes, sir, I'll take your order.
Can we have 28 hen boxes, please? Just the breasts.
Is it a 28?
28.
Are you sure, sir?
I'm very sure. Can you not hear me?
28 chicken boxes.
No, not chicken boxes. Hen boxes.
Change that to the hen. Anything else, sir?
Can I... Do you want one of them? Do you still have the bullock head burgers?
The bullock burgers, Luigi. Yes, we got them.
A bullock head... Give us 14 bullock head burgers.
14 of the bullock.
And the young fella will have two sides of calf.
Two calf for the boy.
Black, white head if you have them.
The black of the wheat.
You gave us the red height of the last time and it tasted terrible.
No, the red of the wheat, the black of the wheat.
Have you onion rings?
We have onion rings.
I'll have 5 acres of onion rings, please.
5 acres.
5 acres.
Onion.
Not hectares. 5 acres.
Hectare.
And what do we have to drink?
We got the Coke, Fanta, we got Sprite, Santona.
Give us, do you have Sprite on draft?
Sprite on draft?
Yeah, give us 15 kegs and we'll have all that takeaway.
Get the truck around the front for the boys.
And give us a few snack boxes while we're waiting for the takeaway. We'll eat them while we're waiting.
I reckon now.
We'll have them now while we're waiting.
That's a €4,500, please.
Yeah, you might just stick that down in the book and we'll fix it up tomorrow.
I'll put it down in the copy.
Good man, fair
with the rest of it, think?
Yeah, with the rest.
With the rest.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
I knew your father. He was a lovely man from Philadelphia, I think. Proud to make the cheese.
4.5 million calories later, it's time for bed at the Gerrity household.
Sugar.
She got Ben Davis eyes.
There's no question in my mind who Ireland's unfittest family are.
Big crowd here today, Tom.
Big crowd, sure. Couldn't be any other way in the amount of the minute.
My God. How many of them was in it for?
There was 37 in the family.
There was not.
There was 19 boys and 18 girls.
Stop it.
Big family, but that's the way it was, sure, back in the 20s.
And they're spread out everywhere, aren't they?
They hadn't much time for anything else.
No.
They're spread out all over the world. There's 8 of them in Boston.
Go away.
3 below in, what you call that place, one side Australia.
Hawaii.
New Zealand.
Hong Kong.
And there's one of them in the North Pole.
Which of them is in the North
Pole? Santee.
Is he Santee?
He's one of them.
Santa Claus.
One of the Clauses,
well,
yeah.
I never knew he was.
The Claus's mother was Newell.
Go away.
She was, of course, yeah.
Stop it.
Sleeve, down the one side there.
Go away.
Yeah.
Well, I never knew that. What age was he for a finish?
112.
That's a big age. Well,
that's a good age, no? They all lived good age.
God love him all.
Never smoked nor drank until he was 90.
Go away.
Went crazy then.
That's what probably killed him.
Sure, he was put off the road when he was 98.
Go away.
Yeah.
For what? Driving?
Drinking, sure, warping.
Stop it.
Steering, yeah.
Stop it.
The guards had an awful job at him, like.
Dead.
But they were after him, I wouldn't mind, but he was tall, he was watched.
Was he?
But look how they're going.
112, that's a big age.
Yeah. Yes, the mother of Peggy's still looking well, isn't she?
She's a mighty woman.
She's no woman should have to bury her child.
No, she's a mighty woman. Is she still playing the five-a-side?
She's gone more into the bridge now.
Is she? What?
The bridge card game, like.
Go away.
Yeah, she wouldn't get into the bridge bar now. They wouldn't let her in.
Well, she's bare, didn't she?
That's right.
After that incident.
That's going back a while now.
Well, it's not that. That's only last week.
I know. I heard two sides of the story as well.
You can't be dancing above an encounter at that age.
All about, not at all, but at the same time, sure. All she was doing was seeing what she saw on the telly.
Go away.
Coyote ugly.
And that's what she was doing.
Yeah, she was far from ugly. Fine woman in her day.
Fine woman in her day.
Yeah.
It's the husband. What's the
story? PJ, I don't think they're together.
Not together
there,
anymore.
I know they're there now holding hands, but it's just for the kiss, the kids, you know.
But sure, he's a big age as well. He must be, what, 412?
Oh, he'd be that anyway.
At least.
That fellow was best friends with Napoleon.
Stop. Mother of God, here, sit up.
Seamus.
Shh. Sing up. What have you got? Have you sweet after?
I'd say blowing Welch's. Two Guinness, isn't it?
Two Guinness. You can't do small ones as well. Are you going to go back to the house after?
I will.
We'll go back for one cup of tea and a sandwich. We'll go back down again. We'll watch the United match.
Right.
They're playing Barcelona or some crowd.
I'm not going to go play.
Hi, Father.
Hello. What's your name?
My name's Tony from the Claddagh. What's yours?
I'm Prince Charles, of course.
All right, and where are you from?
I'm from Buckingham Palace.
Buckingham Palace? Is that where the Queen lives?
It's in London, of course.
All right. Hey, Charles, can you rhyme?
Quite. I should have known you were bad news. From your Irish demeanour and your tattoos, you Irish only want one thing, and I'm not sure if any of you can sing. Either way, though, I think you want some royal thanks, because you're way more friendly than those ghastly Yanks. I hear the Claddagh people love to have a good time. Let's see Tony if you're capable of good rhyme.
Don't you come here thinking you're something. Oh, no. You've got gumption. If you think you're better than me, I can tell by the way you say fish that you didn't go to school in the bish. And even though you're the son of the Queen, you're just no better than me. No way, hi.
Opposites attract. Camilla's proof of that. Good guy, bad girl, what a perfect match. On the motorway, we don't have to pay tells. That's what happens when you marry Lady Parker Bells. We pay for nothing, we get all our fish for free. Even though we could afford to buy your country. Don't forget we owed you for 800 years. Since we left, all you've had is tears.
Don't you come here thinking you're something. Oh no, you've got gumption. If you think you're better than me, I can tell by the way you say fish that you didn't go to school in the bish. And even though you're the son of the Queen, you're just no better than me. No.
Sometimes you Irish all behave the worst way. Dear Lord, why did I visit in the first place? I never heard of the Claddagh until last week. I could be on safari in Mozambique.
Hey, listen here, Charles, no one asked you to come, but now that you're landing, we could at least have a little fun. The Spanish Arch is a great spot for the book fat.
Okay, I'll try it, we'll see how long it'll last.
Just cause all the Brits have fallen at your feet, told me nothing to me. I just can't stand no one who thinks that they're better than me. Just cause all the Brits have fallen at your feet, don't mean nothing to me. I just can't stand no one who thinks that they're better than me. No, I hate that.
I should have known you were bad news.
What do you mean, bad news?
From your Irish demeanour and your tattoos.
What are you saying about my tats, Charlie?
You Irish only want one thing.
Oh yeah, what's that, huh? Tell me to my face.
Am I not sure if you can even sing?
Don't you come here thinking you're something. Oh no, you've got gumption. If you think you're better than me, I can tell by the way you say fish that you didn't go to school in the bish. And even though you're the son of the Queen, you're just no better than me.
Molly in the Morning
on your Galway Bay FM. Molly in the Morning
on your Galway Bay FM.
Welcome back to the show. Now we've got our final contestant. Her name is Carmel Dimsey and she comes from Crowell. Hello, Carmel.
Hi, my name isn't Carmel. My name is Marcia Kapowski.
And you're not from Crowell, Marcia?
I am from Boston.
Well, Boston.
Yeah.
I tell you, they must have made a mistake here.
Yeah, I think they did.
I'm sorry about that, Carmel.
It's okay.
Sorry, Carmel. And you're from You're not from Boston. Where are you from again now?
Boston?
Boston. Boston Scientific.
No, I'm from Boston State.
Oh, you're from America?
Yeah.
Well, you're very welcome, Carmel.
Thank you.
Who is your mother and father? Did I know them?
My dad's name is Bob, and my mom's name is actually Irish.
Go
her
on.
Name is like Grinya. Like, it's hard to pronounce, but we just call it Gra.
Gra.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord God, they sound like lovely people.
They're so nice.
They're lovely people.
They're really nice.
What are you going to do for us today, Carmel?
I actually learned to play the flute when I was a little girl.
You did you?
Yeah, I did.
Well, learned, you're the best woman. And what
thanks.
Kind? And was it the traditional flute or was it the other one?
I actually learned the classical flute, but then when we found out we had Irish origins,
yes.
I like had to learn the traditional flute straight away.
Well, you're a mighty woman, and you're
thanks.
A mighty woman. And did your father play the flute?
My father did not play the flute.
He didn't.
No.
And why did he? Just probably lazy.
Yeah, he played this
bow wow, a dog. He played.
No, this bow,
Shetland pony.
This Bowron thingy.
Oh, the Bowron.
A
mighty instrument, a mighty instrument. So you're going to play a song for something by the Chemical Brothers, is it? Or it says here left field.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to play.
Left field. Block,
yeah.
Rock and beats or something.
Uh-huh.
Well, you're a mighty girlie. And can we just say a big hello to all the crowd over in America, Boston Scientific. Do you find the road is very busy there in the morning at Parkmore? Coming in, it's very busy, isn't it?
In Parkmore?
Parkmore. When you're
Parkmore?
Parkmore, Boston Scientific.
Don't recall.
Well, I'll tell you what, now it is great to have some, because a lot of people said you wouldn't get here with the new roundabout and everything. But anyway, we're going to hear a verse of a song for you, Carmel, in your own time.
Lovely. Jeez, that's lovely, Carmel. Go on, you get it. Lovely, go on. Lovely. Oh, Lord. Lovely.
That's very good, Carmel. And you brought the dog and all. That's your dog with you and all, is it? That's enough now, Carmel. Very good. That was very good, Carmel. Bowl of us more, Carmel. That was lovely. And you brought your dog along with you from America. He was singing there. I could hear him. He was very good.
That's not my dog.
How do you mean that's not your dog?
That's not my dog.
And whose dog is that there?
I don't know.
Will you go out, dog? Okay, sorry about that, Carmel. We'll take a short commercial break now. We'll get some messages from our sponsors. Good girl, Carmel. You played it blind.
Molly in the morning.
On your Galway Bay FM.